بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية كعب بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: حتى جئت فلما سلمت تبسم تبسم المغضب. Hazrat Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in this lengthy hadith explains that when he did not go into in the battle of Tabuk, the expedition of Tabuk, and he gave his reasons as it was just procrastination, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finally returned to Madinatul Munawwara and he was still procrastinating of getting ready. Then when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, all the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, about 80 of them came and gave the excuses why they could not go out. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam readily accepted the excuses and left the reality of the matter between them and Allah ta'ala. However, when Hazrat Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came and he had to now explain why he did not go. So he explains that when I came, then فَحَتَّى جِئْتُ, I came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I made salam, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also smiled, and I made salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled, but the smile of an angry person, not the smile of a person who is happy. And we can well imagine what happened to a Sahabi who had so much love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he sees that now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is angry with him. Thumma qal, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Ta'al, come closer. Faji'itu amshi hatta jalastu bayna yadayh. So I came walking and until I sat in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ لِي, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me, مَا خَلَّفَكَ, what kept you behind? أَلَمْ تَكُنْ كَدِبْتَعَتَ ظَهَرَكَ, did you not even buy your conveyance, your headray, you were ready, you were preparing, what is it then that kept you back? قَالَ قُلْتُ, I said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنِّي وَاللَّهِ لَوْ جَلَسْتُ عِنْدَ غَيْرِكَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا. Oh Allah Ta'ala's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, definitely if I was sitting in front of anyone else besides you, people of this dunya, some dunya person, if I was sitting by him, لَرَأَيْتُ أَنِّي سَأَخْرُجُ مِنْ صَحَطِهِ بِعُذْرٍ, I am quite sure that I would have presented some excuse, I should have made up a story, and I should have escaped your anger. You should not have become angry with me, I could have just made up a story, and you would have believed me. لَقَدْ أُوْطِيتُ جَدَلًا, and I have been given eloquence of speech. That means I can speak and I can easily speak my way out and I can easily convince a person. Like that, we have many people today also, and how they speak and how they get away, what lies they speak, and simply they get away. He says, I could also do that. And if it was some dunya person, it was very easy for me. وَلَكِنِّي وَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ لَإِنْ حَدَّثْتُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيثَ كَذِبٍ تَرْضَى بِهِ عَنِّي. But I see and I understand my matter very well, that if I have to lie to you today and I just tell you, give you some false excuse, I will escape your anger. أَتَرْضَعْنِي لَيُوشِكَنَّ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُسْخِطَكَ عَلَيَّ. But I know that it is that Allah Ta'ala will inform you of the matter. Your matter is with Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala knows everything. And He will inform you what my reality is. And in that case, you will become eventually angry with me. وَإِنْ حَدَّثْتُكَ حَدِيثَ صِدْقٍ, and if I spoke the truth to you, تَجِدُ عَلَيَّ فِيهِ, you will be angry with me now, because I had no excuse, I was just procrastination. إِنِّي لَأَرْجُ فِيهِ أُقْبَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, but in that I've got great hope, conviction, that Allah Ta'ala will finally sort out my matters if I speak the truth. So always it is, when a person speaks the truth, he comes into problems for them. But eventually he comes out and comes out for totally and forever and with wonderful colors. And if a person speaks a lie, we also experience it. A person lies to us, Then we accept it at that time. When we realize that he has lied, we become even more angry on that person. And that anger remains forever. So the truth which comes in the Hadith Sharif, as-sidqu yunji, the truth gives salvation to a person. Though at that moment, a person goes through difficulties. In any case, in anything whatsoever, whether it is a traffic officer who stops us, and we lie and we try and get away, we might get away. But the repercussion of that lie by Allah Ta'ala will definitely have an effect. May Allah forgive us and protect us. And if a person speaks the truth, he will go through some difficulty. He'll get a fine, he'll have to go to jail, whatever. But eventually the results are very, very wonderful. Wallahi ma kana li min udrin. He said, now he spoke the truth, I had no excuse whatsoever. Wallahi ma kuntu qattu aqwa wala aysara minni. And he says, by Allah, never ever before was I so strong and was I so rich, and there was nobody else in a better position than me. Allah had given me so much at that time. حِينَ تَخَلَّفْتُ عَنْكَ, at the time when I stayed behind from you. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, on that Nabiya Kareem صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ said, أَمَّا هَذَا فَقَدْ صَدَقْ, this person, he has spoken the truth. فَقُمْ حَتَّى يَقْضِيَ اللَّهُ فِيكَ, stand up now and go away. Allah will make your decision. Allah will send a ruling for you, and according to that you will be dealt with. But he was truthful, and we will see what ordeal he had to go through, but what position finally he received from Allah Ta'ala. This is very easy to read and hear, but the reality to speak the truth under all odds, and in the Quran Sharif it comes that even if you have to speak the truth against yourself also, but speak the truth. Don't lie. May Allah bless us with this reality of speaking the truth. We know daily in front of our wives how much we lie. In front of our children how much we lie. In business how much we lie. The lying has become like common, and we don't even regard, it's an art now, it's an achievement. It's no more a sin, it's an achievement. And this is a different, very, very serious situation. When an evil, not only we condone it, we allow it, but we think of it as something good that we know how to speak. As we will see with Hazrat Ka'ab, his family people, how they also taunted him. Why didn't you just make some excuse and get out of it? Why you went and speak the truth? Whether a person himself, but peer pressure also is very great. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we become those Muslims who can stand up for the truth at all times.